odd jobs as a footballer, part one. This job specifically is hilarious because it was so humbling and also clarifying in the same sense. I was living in Liverpool. I was on trial with a team in Liverpool. And I thought my shit didn't stink. So I was on trial. Obviously, you're not paid to be on trial at the lower levels or paid on trial by any teams. And I needed extra money. I was staying with a friend and wanted to chip in towards the room that I was renting from him. God bless him. He didn't charge me at the time, and then eventually did, but I needed money to just sustain day-to-day living to get me to and from training sessions. And of course, I didn't want to take on a traditional job. I thought that I was the guy. So I applied for a modeling job and it went pretty well, to be honest. You know, as good as those things go, I'm not really sure what a good outcome would have been with that. But what I did is I applied for this modeling gig. They had me come down to this agency in Liverpool and they took headshots and my measurements and checked out my portfolio more or less. And I got a call back and I said, "Ooh, this is great. You know, this is, I'm going to do this alongside being a footballer." I was fit and I am fit. I'm still fit. I'm still fast. Still strong. No, I was fit and I could play football. So as long as I was fit and I could model at the same time, it sounded like the perfect marriage. They call me and they say, "Listen, we don't want to sign you as a model, but we think you would be great as part of our hospitality team." Now, for anybody that doesn't know what that means, that is it's probably similar. I can equate it to an Abercrombie and Fitch model, which is those guys that used to, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to stand outside Abercrombie and Fitch with their shirts off in jeans and sandals. I needed the money. So I said yes to this. And basically how it worked is they would reach out to you when they needed you for a job. I am still on trial with this team. Nothing's going forward. I'm now staying with a person that I met in the gym, now that I think about it. And I was staying in her apartment, actually her family's home, and her family wasn't home, and I was staying in a bedroom apartment, and I was just at my wit's end. I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to leave either Liverpool or England and just come back to the States and find another team here or something of that sort. But I get a call from this hospitality team that says, "Hey, our biggest partner, who's Liverpool Football Club, is short-staffed, and we need someone on the hospitality team to work in the new main stand." And And if anyone that doesn't know, Liverpool expanded on Anfield and created a much bigger stadium, or expanded on the stadium so that they could fit more people. And there was a brand new main stand. And basically the main stand holds all the boxes of the players, of the directors, all the big wigs. So I was like, yeah, definitely. I would love to do that. I supported Liverpool since I was young. And I thought, you know, what better way to get in front of these people maybe and just to have the experience. So I get to Anfield and I actually get escorted through the bus entrance where the players go. So I'm buzzing. I'm like, this is great. Maybe I'll see like Mo Salah or Jurgen. I'll just pass in my CV or something. And they bring me into this back room and they kit me out in Liverpool gear, more or less, but it was a suit. So I had to look presentable. Obviously, I was being a, you know, hospitality at the time, and I was dressed in this suit that had a Liverpool badge on. I wish I held on to it because it was a nice fitting suit, to be honest. And it was like a warehouse almost full of Liverpool material, kits, shirts, suits. And eventually they sized me up, found my size, went into the change room, got changed, and I went upstairs. And my role was to greet people that are coming into the main stand and walk them to their box. And I came across a lot of cool people, and a lot of not so cool people. There's a couple families there of the footballers. They won't go named. They had a reputation that preceded them. One of the footballers' families, who again will go unnamed. Apparently, we were supposed to hand them these wristbands that gives them VIP access to all the bars and whatever. and we weren't supposed to speak to them. Like, don't even acknowledge them. Don't even make eye contact with them type thing. And I was like, hold on a second. You're the family of the footballer. Like, you're not, the footballer is the one that brought the success. You guys are just kind of leeching. And they came in with like heads. There was like 15 of these people. And it was a lot. So, you know, if you're in and around Liverpool, or if you were, you know, around the early Jurgen Klopp days, you might know who I'm talking about. But that's for another video. Anyway, long story short, I'm terrible at my job, because all I want to do is meet these people. All I want to do is watch the game. I kept sneaking away and going out the door into the stands and watching it as much as I could. I think they were playing Watford. So I think that they definitely won 2-0. Mo Salah scored. That's all I remember. But I kept sneaking in and watching the game for like 5-10 minutes at a time, and then come back and then help out and then do it again. And I kept getting yelled at. And eventually the guy who was my boss of the day was like, oh, you can go and take your lunch break now. And he was like, yeah, be back in 5 minutes. And I was like, 5 minutes? And it was kind of clarifying to me that I knew that I couldn't work a job where it was a hierarchy like that. And I needed more flexibility, more freedom to do what I wanted to do. But there was no way that I was going to be that close to my childhood team and not watch them and just be enthralled in what was going on. Lo and behold, it was probably the best job side gig that I had whilst playing. Never heard from them again. I think they reached out to the agency that I was working for, and Liverpool, you know, the hospitality there was probably just like, listen, this kid didn't want to do his job and just wanted to watch the football all the time. And there was one room that I went in, and there was a lot of Liverpool legends, and I regretted it a little bit, because I should have just just jumped in there and said, hey, listen, my name's Paxton and I'm from New York and I'm over here for pursuing football. And, you know, is there something you can do, or somebody that you know? I know that that's how I signed my first contract, and people helped me out with that. But shoot your shot. Shoot your shot is what I'm saying. Still, odd job. I'd rate it probably 7 out of 10 just for the experience to say that I worked for Liverpool. Maybe I can put that on my CV, like, worked for Liverpool. I don't know. I'm going to have to look on LinkedIn how I can stretch that one out and make it look like I was involved heavily. Anyway, peace.